Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Debbie Meyer joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. Debbie, thanks again for being here. Debbie Meyer, MEYER.com is the website, and she is the home problem solver. You see her on HSN, her green bags, green boxes, cake cutters, the sponge. That's an awesome sponge, isn't it?
It is. It is. My products are meant to help everybody stay a little healthier, cleaner.
Yeah.
And actually stay out of those stores during this whole thing. People don't want to go to the grocery store.
That's
so
right.
My products help there, too.
That's right. So, Debbie, what do you see going forward as a student of the marketplace? What's your vision for the marketplace going forward whenever the coronavirus is no longer on the top of our mind? It's still in our memory, but we're no longer afraid of it. For whatever reason, we've got herd immunity. We've got the vaccine. It's in our rearview mirror. It's not on our minds like we're not afraid of it anymore. What do you think the marketplace is going to look like? How much will we go back to the way we were?
I don't think we will completely go back to the way we were, but I think there is still a large enough population, and it's still a growing population, that still has that retail touch and feel, likes that experience. And a lot of people I've spoken to who are much younger than I am say that they really want to see something, they want to feel something, and they're tired of it. And actually, they are tired of ordering something, not being happy with it.
Well, we're humans. John Nesbitt said this 40 years ago. He said the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want.
That's right, because we're deprived of it.
Yeah.
Most people have been deprived of it for a very long time.
You think there's going to be a breakout? You think there's going to be like a rush on connecting? People be hugging everybody like crazy when we get through? What do you think?
Oh, I kind of have a feeling, because there are people who I come across now and then who keep on saying, all I want to do is give you a hug. okay, but not now. I would love to, we kind of wrap our arms around ourselves and say, here, this is for you.
We've got to come back to that, though. I'm really disappointed in Fauci. Dr. Fauci saying
we may
never shake hands again. That's baloney. Humans have been. That is the sign of. I mean, you no harm. Shaking hands is a primordial. It is doing 100,000 years.
We are tactile. We communicate tactily. We understand the feel of somebody's hand. We understand their touch. How about a healing hand? Healing touches. Those things are all important. There's no question about it. That, and in fact, going back to the topic we were talking about, these video calls, there are times when, you don't feel like you're in contact, even though you see the person's face. I go on the air now from home for the home shopping venue, and I don't have a connection with the host on the show any longer.
Where, right.
We could throw each other visual cues, physical
right.
cues.
Right.
That's
it's harder, isn't
fun.
It?
And I think what's happened is going to happen is that a lot of kids are not going to learn how to read those cues in other people.
Yeah.
That's
exactly right. That's exactly
time.
Right. Well, here's the other thing, the culture. What I've said to people, all these companies who are doing great remote now, but that's because the people left the hive where they had the culture and took it home with them. How are you going to onboard new people who've never been to the hive?
That's where it's going to
break down, isn't it?
And how do you see people who are excelling at their job or not when you can't just watch them or see them at work? You know, it's not. It feels like Big Brother is the camera on you all the time.
I know it. I know it. You know, yeah.
That's what doesn't feel right to me. So I don't think we can completely ignore what we were.
We're going to have to reclaim it, though, aren't we? Because there's a lot of forces that are going to want to keep us like we are. We're going to have to reclaim this ourselves, aren't we?
We're going to have to work hard to reclaim any part of it, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
with you.
There are too many people who think that it's easier to make money
and
without
money.
Having to pay a lot of people to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to have to invest in the humanity of the marketplace, I think. Debbie, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I'll come back anytime you ask me. You're the best.
We love having you on the show. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Check her out at DebbieMeyer.com. I got to go for this. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.